Good morning with us on a Friday morning, our political observer, Alan Shartok. And just this morning, a little sheen of snow, Alanism, is riding in on the ground. Please use caution if you're out there driving to work this morning.
Yes, indeed. I have to go get my snow tires put on. I have a feeling there'll be a long line. There'll be a long line.
Well, there may be a long line setting up to bet, Alan. Listen to this. In an op-ed in the New York Times this morning, the NBA commissioner Adam Silver says he supports legalized sports gambling. What do you think about that?
Well, this is a two-sided sword. That's obvious. I tell you right now, the bookies have been out there forever taking bets on this thing. So it exists. If you legalize it, the state gets the money or some of the money, and you put a crimp in the style of the bookies and the illegal guys who are doing this. So that's an advantage. The disadvantage, of course, is that it raises a whole other thing. Look, David, at the end of the ball game, they tell you how many people were in attendance. Apparently, and I don't know from this, that's the number you know, that people bet on. But on the other hand, do we want to create a national addiction? It's the same kind of fight you have when you talk about setting up casinos. Is it immoral? And should the state be involved in immorality, creating gamblers and compulsive gamblers, and are they going to do anything about it? So what they do is they always give a little lip service to it and say, okay, we're going to hire some psychologists to make sure this doesn't happen. But in fact, you know, it's a tidal wave. It's very hard to control it. And people who follow the law will say, okay, since it's legal, I'll do it. And therein leads to the addiction.
Well, we're hearing now President Obama will assert his executive authority to order a broad overhaul of the immigration system, including a plan to give work permits to millions. And certainly this is a major issue setting up a fight.
Well, this is huge. Obviously, both Boehner and McConnell don't like it. Their troops don't like it. Boehner makes it clear that all of this goes into the legislative mix, where McConnell says he's not going to close down the government. Look, the Republicans have a big problem. They've got a presidential election coming up. We know that in the off years, they do much better because so many fewer people show up. In the presidential years, a lot of people show up and they don't do as well. Based on Newt Gingrich and everything else, the Republicans know you close down the government or you threaten to close down the government and you've had it. So they're between a rock and a hard place on this. At very least, this will make it clear to all of those Hispanic voters and others in the country that they have been insulted. And I think it comes down to that. Now, there'll be people who say, well, you know, it's illegal, therefore that's nonsense. You got Ted Cruz and some other people who will try to say this is all a big lie. On the other hand, Obama is going to be feted by the 11 million people who are living in the dark side, who can be picked up at any moment and expelled. And the fear that comes out of that is extraordinary.